October 12, 1929. By living in the divine will, the human will ascends and the divine descends. How are the divine prerogatives acquired? I was doing my usual round in the divine fiat, and calling everything it had done in creation and redemption, I was offering them to the divine majesty to impetrate that the divine will be known, so that it might reign and dominate in the midst of creatures. But while I was doing this, I thought to myself, what is the good I do by always repeating these rounds, acts and offerings? And my lovable Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter, every time you go around in our works, and you unite yourself to those same acts which my fiat did in creation and redemption in order to offer them to us, you take a step toward heaven and my divine will takes a step toward the earth. So, as you ascend, it descends, and while remaining immense, it makes itself small and encloses itself in your soul to repeat your acts, your offerings, your prayers, together with you. And we feel our divine volition praying in you. We feel its breath coming out from you. We feel its heartbeat that, while palpitating in us, at the same time palpitates in you. We feel the power of our creative works which, lining themselves up around us, pray with our divine power that our divine will may descend to reign upon earth. More so since, in what you do, you are not an intruder or someone who, not occupying any office, does not have any power. But you have been called, and in a special way you have been given the office of making our divine will known and of impetrating that our kingdom be constituted in the midst of the human family. So, there is great difference between one who has received an office from us, and one who has received no task. One who has received an office, whatever she does by right, with freedom, because such is our divine will. She represents all those who must receive the good we want to give by means of the office given to her. So, you are not the only one taking a step toward heaven, but there are all those who will know my divine will. And, in descending, it descends through you into all those who will let it reign. Therefore, the only means in order to obtain the kingdom of the divine fiat is to make use of our works, to obtain a good so great. Then, I continued following the acts of the divine will, and as I arrived at the point when it called the sovereign queen out from nothing, I stopped to comprehend her, all beautiful, majestic. Her rights of queen extended everywhere. Heaven and earth bent their knees to recognize her as empress of everyone and of everything. And I, from the bottom of my heart, venerated and loved the sovereign lady, and, as the little one I am, I wanted to make a jump onto her maternal knees, to say to her, Holy Mama, all beautiful are you, and you are so because you lived of divine will. Oh please. You who possess it, pray it to descend upon earth and to come to reign in the midst of your children. But while I was doing this, my adored Jesus added, My daughter, even if my mother had not been my mother, only because she did the divine will perfectly and knew no other life, and lived in the fullness of it, by virtue of her continuous living in my fiat, she would have possessed all the divine prerogatives, she would still be queen, the most beautiful of all creatures. In fact, wherever my divine fiat reigns, it wants to give everything, it holds nothing back. Even more, it loves the creature so much that, making use of its loving stratagems, it hides, it makes itself small within her, loving to be knocked out by her. Indeed, was this not a knocking out of the divine volition that the sovereign queen of heaven did, as she reached the point of making me be conceived and of hiding me in her womb? Oh! If all knew what my divine will is able to do and can do, they would make all sacrifices in order to live only of my will.